Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
So we are back, Tamara. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
What's going on? You look like a breath of fresh air.
I do. Yeah. I don't know why. I haven't even had a shower yet today. So, but what? I did. This is curl. I curled my hair for the first time since my surgery. This is from yesterday.
Please tell me those aren't the same extensions, though.
Oh, yeah. They're growing out. They're from September.
I can't even hear it.
September. I'm like, I just texted you. I said, what are we doing? Fix this. It's annoying.
Well, they look really pretty right now.
All 10 of them.
All 10 of them. Well, I know. I'm deciding if I want to put some in my hair because I'm going to be naked in a billboard.
Just do clip-ons.
On Times Square.
Are you having Julius do your hair?
No, I'm actually doing it the shoot in LA. But I'm like, we can't say what it is yet. But
yeah. But do clip-ins, really long ones.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Because you want to cover certain.
P.S. That was a really fun conversation. Yeah, that was a real fun conversation to have with both my dad and husband. Just going to are you guys cool with me being naked on a billboard in Times Square?
What was the first reaction?
Both were like, once I sent them the last, because the last campaign, they were both like, yes, absolutely do it. It's classy. It's like you're helping people. The way that it's done is tasteful. Go for it. Yeah. And I was like, okay, but now I have like 10 days until that day that I'm taking the pictures. And
oh my God, isn't that the worst when you find out you have to do something?
Needless to say, I'm off the sauce and back on the water.
Back on the water. I have not been drinking since I did my surgery, which is not uncommon when I'm not filming, but and took away all sugar, all carbs, all that. Already losing weight. Just like that.
And all it takes, I already feel so much better from just, not that I, you know, just by having those couple of days in Mexico where you're just drinking and doing whatever and just, you know, doing all the things.
So you're going to be in Times Square. I am going to be in New York on February 3rd. I'm just letting everybody know, it's Sally Beauty. It's a free event. I'm doing an appearance there from 5 to 6:30. I have my Vena skincare and topicals that we sell there. So if you guys are interested in coming to see me, there's going to be a sign up sheet on, just look for it. I think it's going live today, but it'll be on my Instagram or the Vena Instagram. So I'm hoping you guys will come see me.
And yes, you guys got to see Tamara.
Free giveaways there.
And Tamara, send it to me so I can post about it too.
Thank you. Thank you. Speaking of being naked, remind me when we get to the Larsa feet for 40,000. I had a conversation with Eddie about that.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I know we really need to talk about that. All right. So we'll start off by doing a little housewife headlines. We will blow through these. Joe coming through with the shade as Teresa pays tribute to her new sister-in-law. Teresa does a post. Happy birthday to the sister I've always dreamed of. Veronica, you have the most beautiful, wonderful soul I've ever encountered. Veronica, when you enter a room, it is as if a goddess walked in. You're beautiful and such a powerful woman. I love you beyond words. Thank you for being so amazing to me. Lovely post. However, then Joe responds, I thought you loved Melissa.
I know. I saw that. He was just being a smartass, right?
I mean, I
don't even think they're speaking right now. So that's just Joe being a smartass.
Well, I think it's
passive aggressive.
Yeah. It's like, I want to make sure that I'm going to make a headline here. And
Oh my God.
It's Joe.
It's her ex-husband.
It's Joe, her ex-husband. I love that.
Oh my God. Neither one of us realized because we never hear about him anymore.
We forgot about him. I haven't been seeing.
I mean, they're both Joe G's. So it's.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is how rumors get started. We almost just started a new one by not reading a last name. So unlike Alexia, I'm going to take accountability for this. And I'm going to say, I am sorry. I did not properly read the name that shaded Teresa's love for her new sister-in-law. I apologize.
Okay. This next story is a doozy. The Real Housewives Jen Shah is now live on DearJenShah.com. Thank you to my loyal fans, is what Jen put on her social media. Thank you to my loyal fans who have remained supportive through this tough yet very enlightening time in my life. When the strength of my husband, children, close family, and friends, I'm ready to tell my story, true story, without any misrepresentation or editing. And then she wants you to basically put your email address and credit card in so you can listen to her story. And I don't think that anybody in their right mind would put their email address and their credit card in anything Jen Shah's related to.
I'm sorry, if you are going to prison or jail or whatever it is for scamming people and you think I'm going to type that in, give my info. I absolutely.
I mean, it's absolutely mind blowing, but I really want to see how many people do it. Like, come on. And we talked about before how she's not allowed to profit off of this. So this is interesting. Is there like a loophole where her husband can profit off of it, but she can't?
I just feel like she's doing things, whatever it is that she wants, and she's. And at this point, especially after watching the reunion, I feel like everyone's beating around the bush. Like, yeah. We're not really hearing it. But we'll get to that more as we talk about it. But you guys, even if you're curious.
Yes. If you have signed up for this, we need to know. We're going to go ahead. We should do a poll on our Instagram to see who actually signed up. Because I've seen.
Did you sign up and what happened?
Yeah.
Once you did. And how much did you pay? Okay. The next one is Andy apologizes to Larsa for screaming at her during the Real Housewives Miami reunion. Andy apologizes. He said, just heard from the Real Housewives reunion that some of the women were surprised by their seating placement. Which I got to tell you.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. So
Andy here.
Yep.
To one side, my girl, Nicole, then Julia.
Dr. Nick is her name for me now. Dr. Nick,
Julia, Adriana, Gertie. Okay. First off,
what?
I don't know. When a friend of is in front
of a housewife, Holy shit. Things are going down over there. Well, that just shows like, you know, Miami. You definitely don't know who is a housewife and who is a friend in this cast. And
they're all everywhere.
They're all together all the time. And I don't really care to see Adriana's house or her kid. I don't even know if she has kids or
who knows?
Marisol's husband. Like, I don't care. I could watch Housewives and never see a husband or kid ever and be happy with that.
I've been, to be honest, speaking of husbands and kids, watching Lisa this episode, which she is first seat, then Larsa, then Alexia, then Marisol, then Kiki, with talking about kids and husband, it made me so sad seeing it.
Yeah.
Like showing that much in depth of what's going on with the kids. It was
heartbreaking, but also Lenny was mic'd. He had to have been mic'd. They didn't subtitle him. He knew he was being filmed.
Well, he was the nicest he's been. He knew.
Well, he kept saying, we'll talk about that in a minute, but I took notes about that because I'm like, are you kidding me right now? He's saying like, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk. And you can see him looking at the cameras, but yet he had to have been mic'd. Had to have been.
Well, he is essentially, we'll get deeper into this, but I think what he's trying to do is say, like, listen, I'm the rational one. I'm trying to coexist here. And you are the one that's pushing my buttons.
She was pushing.
She was. She wanted him to explode on camera.
For the camera. Yep. Yep. So
I didn't love either. But so, I understand. I mean, Lisa first, Larsa, Alexia, Marisol. I mean, that side all kind of makes sense to me. The only one that's a little, I mean, you could even move Adriana up over Julia.
I agree.
Unless we see something else.
Yeah. Unless we see something explosive, because I don't really feel like Julia, I mean, she talks about.
She gives a lot of her home life. Yeah. I feel like she's on the outskirts of every other conversation.
I know. And I can't help but thinking, like, every time I watch her story, it kind of feels like it's for TV. And I'm not saying it is. It just feels that way for some reason. And I don't like it.
I don't know.
And she's sweet. I think she's lovely. And Martina, I love their relationship. But I just feel like everything she films is kind of for TV.
I can say this, that Miami has moved into my number one slot of favorite 1,000% shows currently. There, I could watch 1,000 more episodes of Miami. And meanwhile, I mean, compared to watching the Salt Lake Part 1 reunion.
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay. Now we got to do the Jersey taglines. I think we should do dramatic reads, and then we rate them 1 out of 10. 10 being the best, 1 being the worst.
Okay, so Teresa says, blood may be thicker than water, but it's harder to clean when it spills.
I mean, it's the same. I give it a 6, a 7. I don't really like talking about blood.
I don't like to do blood, especially with family. It's like, I don't like it.
You'll never see how toxic someone is until you breathe fresher air. I don't like taglines that I have to overthink.
Yeah, talk to someone.
I mean, we don't. I don't.
Air. Well, that kind of gives you. I always feel like the taglines kind of give you a look into what's to come.
So like obviously, she's happier now.
Yeah, the first one we obviously see from reading it, like there's problems between them, the families, and then you'll never know how toxic. So does this mean breathe fresh air? Does that mean she's leaving?
No, it just means she's no longer. I mean, obviously, this is Melissa. Melissa going, yeah. You'll never see how toxic someone is until you breathe fresher air. Is just another dig at Teresa, the same way Teresa digs at her.
Okay, well, I'll give it a 5. Jennifer, now this one's very telling. Payback's a bitch, so start barking.
You know what? I like that one.
I like that one. And I feel like
I like that. That's a ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding,
ding.
That's
a winner for me.
She's going to be in the center of drama, obviously.
Now Dolores. This Jersey girl has the luck of the Irish. And no one. Dolores, this Jersey girl has the luck of the Irish. And nobody's screwing with my pot of gold.
I kind of liked your Irish accent when you did it the first time.
Then I was so embarrassing. I had to stop myself.
Do it again.
Again, this Jersey girl, look at Irish.
This Jersey girl. I can't even do that. Top of the morning.
Well, is that Shannon?
Yes.
The one that said
top
that?
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. That's a fine. I give that like a. I have to see what goes on in this season, which would really do that. Oh, Marge.
I'm a loyal friend and a lethal enemy. That's going to be mine this season. Give that a 10.
So we're giving it a 10 because that's also going to be Tamara's. Okay.
Yes.
Rachel, new housewife. Oh, no. She got first wife, first season housewife-eritis, like my first log tagline. I'm too busy running a business to care about yours. That's like, I'll never do your dirty work.
I'm too busy running a business to care about yours. I mean, it's okay.
It's fine.
But obviously, we're going to see a lot of her business. And usually, we don't want to see that.
Yeah.
As a housewife, you want to put it out there, but nobody really wants to watch it.
I don't know what she does yet.
Okay. So this is Danielle. She's a new one too, right?
Yeah.
I may be over the top, but I'd rather be bougie than basic.
That one's fine. But now I need to know which one this is. Hold on. Here, you guys can hear this.
Oh, I realize we're just getting to know each other here. But there's something you need to know about me. I'm not easily offended. So that's, I guess, a good thing, considering I'm about to be on a reality TV show. Number two, there is nothing that I'm not willing to talk about. So you want to know, I'll tell you, gladly. Yes, I had my nose done. No, I don't like it. But guess what? I'm not doing it again. So you're just going to have to put up with looking at my shitty nose job.
Okay.
Okay. We have a lot to talk about there.
This is Rachel. This is the one I'm too busy running a business to care about.
Yeah, but we're going to have to start naming her. That's obviously the Gretchen filter. So it's Rachel No Nose. And she is literally so filtered that as she moves, her face blurs. Rachel, we can't see your screwed up nose job because the video was so filtered, but now I got to go follow.
That's where your brain goes. Mine goes to, is that a dog in the background or her child? Because I could be a dog whining or a child whining.
Oh, I thought you saw a picture.
No, there's no picture of the kid.
I was zoning in on her nose and my head's going back and forth.
No, you hear this in the background. And so it could be a baby or it could be a dog. But if it is her child, I'm like, why are you talking about this right now while she's in the Insta
store? Okay, and another question. If you had a screwed up nose job, would you not get it fixed?
Not if it, like, something terribly bad happened during the surgery and I was scared.
Right.
You got your boobs done and then you took your boobs out.
That's not my face, though. It's on your face. It's the first thing people look at.
Well, I think she's going to be a firecracker either way.
She's putting it out there.
Next thing is, oh gosh, here's another Jen Shaw. Jen Shaw suggests Bravo is hypocritical for not cutting ties with Teresa. Launches website to speak her truth. Oh, yeah. This is what she wrote. The entertainment industry, that is Hollywood, will never look out for the best interests of anyone, let alone Polynesians, which is why I advocate for creating our own platforms where we can tell our own stories without censorship. We love and support you, Jen.
This girl is just reaching for anything possible that she can. What happened with Teresa is totally different. She signed paperwork that her husband gave her. All of us wives have done that in the past. Which ended up in a divorce between them, which I would have divorced my husband too if he sent me to jail. It doesn't compare. Does not compare. So shut up, Jen. Go away. I can't.
Jen, enough.
Can we just agree not to talk about her anymore? I don't care if she is.
I guess we could, but here's what my theory is, that once she's already in jail, she's going to either have someone continue running her social media to try to make money off of things, even from jail. Because, like, if you can online date in jail, you could probably figure out a way to Instagram.
Wait, do you get a phone in jail?
I mean, I don't know. They do in Law and Order. People sneak them in.
Okay, if I ever go to jail, please smuggle me in a phone. Because I don't know.
I'll be in jail. You have to get.
Well, then that's great. I'll have a friend to talk to.
I won't need a phone to talk to you in jail, Tam.
Oh, God,
I'll wait till you get out. Okay. Next thing.
12 years is a long time. How long is she going? 6, 12? I don't even know.
6.5.
So many celebrities going to jail right now.
I can't keep track of everybody's jail sentences.
Oh, my God. The Real House of Potomac looks are here. Let's go over them.
Okay. All right. First off, who's your favorite? You got to just start with that.
Okay. First off, I do love that they are all color coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a gown girl, so this is really a difficult one for me. I don't.
I can give you my top three.
Give me
Ashley,
top three.
Candace, and Wendy. So Ashley's in the cutout with the diamond. Just yeah. Ashley looks hot always. Candace yeah. is in a feather number. And then so is Wendy. Wendy, or maybe that's a butterfly. I don't really know. It's either a feather or a butterfly, but those three look the best.
Wait, you like Wendy, the one that's in a peacock outfit?
Yeah.
No, that's my... I'll tell you the ones I don't like. I do not like Giselle. If I have to see one more dress with a pair of gloves attached to it, I'm going to jump
Didn't you wear a jumpsuit with gloves?
Never, ever, ever.
When you got your orange back, those had gloves.
No, it was a Versace body catsuit.
Okay.
Fine. No gloves. No gloves fine. Attached. I do not like Giselle's. It's not my favorite. I don't like the gloves. I do not like Wendy's. And I don't love Robin's. I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Actually, I think Robin's is, I like Robin. I mean, I don't think Robin is a favorite, but I like Robin's. Like, I think Robin looks beautiful.
She always, yeah, they all look beautiful, but just talking about favorites. I do like Karen's dress. I like the way it fits her. Fits her like a glove.
Yeah, me and Charisse. Mia's,
but Wendy's
and Jacqueline's like all those. Dress.
Ashley, you can put her in a paper bag and she look good.
Yeah, but I like her hair here too.
And Bob, yeah,
but I do. I love the theme of same colors.
I do too. Bravo! Can you? But give this it means to if Orange this County, picture please? Is
released of Jacqueline, it means that she's quite involved in the reunion.
Yeah.
So or, there is that.
Yeah, she should be.
Okay, next headline is, you want to take this one?
No, I don't. I'm so sick of talking about this.
Okay, Erica Jayne's latest court filing lends support to Girardi Key's victims seen in the Hulu documentary. The Rue Gomez family is currently suing law firm Axe for settlement money they claim was never paid to them. Former Girardi Key's partner Robert Finnerty is now a partner at Axe, along with multiple attorneys that formerly worked for Girardi and Keys. Finnerty apparently worked with the Rue Gomez family while acting as partner at GK. Erica's attorney claims Axe never disclosed this major conflict of interest when they joined as special counsel in Tom Girardi's bankruptcy case. They are now seeking to have Axe removed and held accountable.
Okay, I don't even understand.
I don't even understand.
I don't even understand it. That's why
I see in this little square here, it says Erica Jayne helps the victims.
But I don't understand where it, what's helping the, I don't get it. So move on.
I mean, and then the next one is, it's back. The next headline is about Rachel's
nose,
which we already discussed. You guys, you have to go look for yourself. And this is just, just stop with using filters that you can't even see your body parts.
Yeah. I mean, if your face is a big old blur, like mine is today.
Well, we don't even see you anymore. You're just a name. I'm just looking at myself, which is so awkward. But yeah, let's take a little break and we will come back. And I guess let's start with Salt Lake.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What
advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, so we are back to talk about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake reunion part one.
Jeez. And, first of all, I spy Julius and Caroline, the hair and makeup. Which I always love to see people like that in the background.
Well, my favorite part was Andy looks as into this reunion as I look when I'm watching a Rams game.
I know. The fact that they arrive in a Sprinter van. The set is odd. I don't really love the set. It's a dilapidated church. I don't understand why.
Well, it's because they're playing off of like the Mormon, all the LDS and the Mormon community. Like it's falling apart over here at Salt Lake.
I didn't like that. It's like a spooky scene. And did Heather say that she's in litigation with the church now over her book?
She did. She did say that.
That's not somebody you want to screw with. The Mormon church has deep pockets.
Well, I think that this reunion was a little bit of a disaster. The fact that they had to bring all three friend ofs in the first 15 minutes of the first part.
It was actually minute 25, I believe. But it's like, really? Well, I mean, I think that they were all prepared to have Jen Shaw there. So her not going last minute had to put a damper on production.
Well, speaking of thinking they were going to have Jen Shaw there, what about when Meredith calls Jen?
Oh, please.
To tell the truth about something?
I mean, well, Lisa called it out. Like, you're going to believe her? And then she goes deep. Like, she's a criminal. She's going to prison. Like, she's like, whatever she said. And Andy's like, oh. I don't know why Andy had that look in his face. It's true.
Well, Lisa.
She's going to prison.
Well, then it gets into Lisa insinuated in San Diego that Meredith has a pill problem. And Lisa says Jen told her Meredith and her both take ketamine. Lisa says, if you have a problem, call Jen. Meredith calls Jen. This is, you know, where it goes. But then why are we even allowing Jen's opinion to interject itself into the reunion when she chose not to be there?
Because that's, I know, I agree. But they, and I'm surprised she actually answered the phone and allowed that since for legal reasons, she couldn't be there. And who cares what her opinion is? Because how do you even trust her? Believe her?
But for legal reasons, she's saying that she chose not to be there because she wanted blah, blah, blah. But then she's releasing it on her Instagram. Nothing she says tracks.
Makes
so
sense.
The fact that they're using it to try to hold anything against Lisa Barlow at this point, I was like, please.
How did you feel about Heather explaining how Jen Shaw called her prior to walking into the courtroom? And Heather basically saying she did something she didn't want to do. Oh, please. She didn't want to go to trial because she knew she'd go to jail for 30 years.
So that's why
she didn't want to do it. It's not because she's not guilty. Like, I don't understand Heather's alliance with Jen. I don't get it. Because if I found out you were frauding people and taking money and da da da, I wouldn't talk to you anymore, Teddy.
Our friendship
would be over.
Our friendship would be done. And at this point, I have black eyes from getting tossed around from freaking all of Heather's lies. She is a bigger liar.
You know what? Birds of a feather flock together. I'll put that out there. So she's really close. You have to be very accepting and don't think that somebody's doing something that bad because you're sticking by her side. But yet we see Heather lying through her teeth
about everything.
Everything.
There's not one. Here's the thing. We all lie. I, as we've said, I don't believe in speaking in absolutes. I've never told a lie. I made that mistake once. Everybody lies from time
to time. We all do white lies, or I always say like exaggerations. Like
we're all hypocrites.
Well, I'm brutally honest most of the time, but you know, we all exaggerate a bit, but this is like, well,
sometimes we add a little sauce to the tacos.
Yes.
But
there's nothing wrong with that.
This isn't sauce to the tacos. This is consistent, not even being able to keep one story straight because you have made up so many lies. And you can really see that it's gotten to the point where Heather is now on an island by herself. Even Meredith's like, probably Meredith, I feel like at this point is like needs to go back and be friends with Lisa because this is so bad for her.
God. I mean, all the things that Heather said. Then the flashbacks, like, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I don't recall what happened. I didn't say I don't remember how it happened. I said I'm not talking about what happened. I think we all know what happened. I remember how I got it. I don't want to talk about it. Like, can you contradict yourself anymore? And why Andy did not push her farther to tell the truth? And I did hear there was an internal investigation.
And I did agree that what Lisa Barlow said here when she was like, listen, it's not just about us. It's about what it did to the entire crew.
Right.
It's about the speculation it put on everybody. Whereas why would you want to make somebody else feel bad? Just take ownership, say you've made a mistake, you don't know, you're a hot mess, and move on. But like, I don't know, I just think the fact that it got to the point that production is potentially having to place blame for something that she did to herself.
It's bullshit, but this is what really got me. So Heather's her explanation is, I'm embarrassed and ashamed, I'm humiliated to be blackout drunk, but she's okay titty bumping Jen and humping her in the bed. That's okay. But off limit says, I don't want anybody to know I blacked out.
But also, she wrote an entire book about all of the things that make her a bad Mormon. If you're just, that embarrassed for getting drunk.
Something happened she doesn't want to talk about. But come on. If she was smart, she would have said it. I think this is going to hurt her.
Which brings us to the next thing. Special K, you texted, we texted about this because Tamara goes, I just have a question for you. Do you know what Special K is? I thought they were talking about the cereal.
Well, the fact that Heather said everybody knows what Special K is, that's a special kind of something, because I had no idea what it was. I had to Google it, and it is major drugs.
Well, here's the thing. I haven't heard the phrase or the name Special K since like the 90s. I've never done it.
Oh, you've heard about it.
But I heard about it. But like, no one to my knowledge of anybody that I know that has ever dabbled in drugs, I don't hear Special K thrown around.
I've never in my life have heard about it. This is the very first time. Special K, super acid, cat Valium. There's all kinds of names for it, I found out on the interweb.
So often called various street names like Special K, Super Acid, Cat Valium. Ketamine has the potential for a range of dangerous to deadly reactions, from hallucinogenic effects, disorientation, impaired function, to intestinal pain, toxicity, and cardiac arrest.
No, I don't think it's like Molly. I've heard of Molly.
Hallucinatory effects last 30 to 60 minutes, distorts sights and sounds, induces feelings of calmness and relaxation, relief from pain, immobility and amnesia, body feels out of control, agitation. I also didn't realize that Special K was a pill. Because is that the pill that they're popping, or allegedly, or is Special K?
I from what I understand, Special K is like a combination, and it can come in powder, you can inject it, you can swallow it. There's many different ways, but the moral of the story is don't do drugs. How about that?
The moral of the story is don't do drugs on a television show, especially.
Yeah.
But she didn't even seem that defensive about the drugs, but you're worried about being blackout once?
Well, then she threw in mushrooms, which a lot of people do mushrooms.
Yeah, people are microdosing these days. And then they go back to the, they're so desperate, they go back to the never before seen footage that we saw in the trailer. So it shows Dana getting says, you like to bark, I bite. And if I were you, I'd be nice right now, especially if you want money in your books. Dana says she blew it because Jen made fun of the area where she lives in Salt Lake City and made fun of her husband's name. She also sees how Jen treats the ladies and herself, which is not right. I agree with all of that. Do I think that it was a natural delivery? Probably as natural as the one I just read, because she probably had it on a little note card that she brought in with her to the to the party and had it prepped.
Do you think that they didn't show it because it was harsh? It was just kind of harsh, and they were more protecting her than anything.
I think that it probably came out of nowhere, and I think maybe at that time
just they didn't make sense.
They didn't know for sure. Only Dana was the one that was really doubling down that she thought Jen was guilty at that point in time.
Yeah,
the others. I just like, feel like, you know,
there was such a uproar of people saying like, why didn't you show it? It was in the trailer, right? That the whole scene was in the trailer, but yet it wasn't on the show. So I think they had to put it in there into the reunion to explain that. But
then Angie H and Meredith accused Lisa of setting up fake accounts to troll them. But my question about this is this just them trying to excuse and distract from what Angie's husband did with Shaw Exposed? Or do they really believe that Lisa did that?
I think it was deflection.
Yeah.
It was deflection. Yeah, for sure.
Then Angie K.
But I will have to tell you, we talked about Angie H. this season as if she wasn't my favorite. She didn't get a lot of airtime, but I actually really enjoyed her at the reunion. I thought she was level-headed. I think she looked beautiful. I thought she spoke well.
I've been saying that for a long time, that I think she should have been given more of a chance in the group chat, and you guys have been giving me the business about
it. No, because after her whole husband did that whole thing, it was like,
you can't control what you're, I mean.
Oh, bullshit. First of all, you know who you're married to. Sorry.
If my husband even had the wherewithal to know how to set up an Instagram account, I would be concerned.
I'm sure he knows how.
Well, I mean, not really. You should.
Really?
No, the posts. No, you had to like, he's a very good speaker, but not, he would never have the time to.
Speaking of Edwin, like I said, I've been binge watching my downtime.
Oh, no.
Yes. Two things.
Yeah.
One, season 9, I think it is. He walks out of your house with a tiny little ponytail in the back of his head. And you're like, no. And he's like, what? You don't like the ponytail? And you're like, no. I mean, I'm like that with Eddie. No, you're not wearing that. Why you are not wearing that on camera. And another one was the white pants and the white shirt with the cut off sleeves.
It's all a lot.
I have a thing for guys that wear all white.
Well, I said this to
Edwin. Unless you're in Greece.
I said to Edwin, I go, why? And I mean, granted, I was a real doozy in some of these looks myself, but I go, why? Like, you are such a handsome guy and a good dresser, and you have swag, like you have all of the things. Why did you choose some of your worst looks of all time while we're on national television? Like, you chose to have a ponytail with these little things sticking out. And like,
I think it's funny
the amount of time it took. And I just kept saying, you're gonna regret this. There are good ponytails.
Well, he took it out as he walked through that door. He just pulled it out.
Well, either way, even with it out, it was not a good hair length. I'm so happy we are back to the original hair length that I love. because that
Eddie does shit like that now sometimes. Like, you know, he always has scruff, and then he would like,
if he does a taste saver, I'm going to get upset.
So no, he's done like just like the.
Do you not know what a taste saver
that's
is?
That's like that thing at the bottom of your chin, right? Like your bottom.
Yeah,
of your lip. Yeah. And then he would like shave between his sideburns to the middle of his jaw. There'd be no hair, but then there'd be like a very wide. What are those mustaches that just go around your?
Like this, like a.
No. You know the mustache, like a. What are they called? The ones just go around their lip and the bottom part of their face.
A goatee.
Okay. It's a very wide goatee. And I'm like, no, what are you doing? No.
Oh, if we're going to talk about Edwin, we got to talk about Eddie's motorcycle post for a second. It's a picture of a brain. And then he put a little motorcycle in it. And he's like, me all the time.
No, it's true. He put that up there because I said, dude, if you're not on your motorcycle, See, if he's not on his Harley, he's on his dirt bike. If he's not on his dirt bike, he's on his computer watching himself on his dirt bike. And then he's talking about it. And I'm like, oh my God, you need to stop. You're obsessed. He's one of those that gets like obsessed with things.
Oh, well, we would never know anything about being obsessed with things.
Yeah, never like he's not a drinker and things like that, but like working out, an obsession. Then like his road bike, he would like 3 days a week, he had to go ride. And then he started having heart problems. And it's like, just moderation, just a little bit of moderation, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those who throw, what is it? Rocks, glass houses.
Shit.
I think, I don't know. Who knows? Okay. Next one is Angie K tells Meredith how it was clear she was uncomfortable when Jen poured a drink on her and that Meredith should work in a cubicle since she has zero people skills. That was not a good dig, by the way. I didn't like that.
It wasn't
that
a good dig because if you're working in a cubicle, well, I take it back to when I did customer service in a cubicle. That's all you had to do is talk to people.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a good dig, but I do agree that maybe Meredith doesn't have some of the best people skills, but she could have used a different analogy. And then Meredith says she has good people skills and hasn't seen the one trying to, and hasn't been the one trying to get on the show for 3 years.
Well,
Meredith, at this point, you're just hanging on to whatever it is that you've currently got.
There's a lot of people that try to get on the shows. And when I say try, like, sometimes they're filming with one of us or they're at a party. The next season, what happens? Producers call them because it's a natural fit and it doesn't work out. Then they'll call them the next year. Then they'll call them the next year. I know a few girls like that. I know a few girls that are still not on and they've done it a few times.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes they think you're the right fit. Sometimes not. Sometimes they bring you back.
Yeah. Our current new girl has tried out a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's if you're going to mesh with the current people. And I would say at this point, Angie K has done more this season than Meredith. And the still to the fact yes. that Heather tried to double down on thinking that the champagne in the hair was funny.
It's not funny. If somebody did that to her, she'd lose her shit. Heather also looked like she was smelling shit the entire time she was sitting there. She had just like a bad look on her face.
I have a question. Where was Whitney this reunion?
Very quiet. She just looked so pretty.
I mean, she looked stunning.
Stunning. Well, I think we're going to see. It wasn't a lot about her.
It wasn't. Oh, did you see Andy snap at Angie K a little bit?
When?
Well, you know, when he said, he just did his thing where she started to break the fourth wall a little bit. And you guys have asked, what is the fourth wall? The fourth wall means between production and
behind the scenes.
It's like a behind the scenes. Yeah, so the fourth wall means like, and so she was like, I was at this part, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, enough of that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't want to be talked to like that from Andy. You don't want it. And then, yeah, that's it. The fan thoughts. Is it me or does Andy seem over this cast? That's pretty much what I just said.
Yeah, he kind of did.
Meredith is a flip-flopper and a grudge holder. Majority of the fans are over Heather. And then somebody said Lisa gave me a headache.
Okay, so when Andy was talking to, I think it was Heather, trying to get the black eye story, Lisa kept interrupting. I watched it twice, once laying in bed, watched it. And didn't take my notes. So I thought, God, this is so annoying. Like, let her talk. We want to hear what Heather has to say. And then when I rewatched it last night, I was like, okay, well, she did have some things to say, some questions that were good, but it was a little annoying. Like, this was, everybody wants to know about the black eye. And she kept butting in.
Yeah. And I can say that even though we are saying this isn't our favorite reunion, through our Instagrams, we looked and there is a ton of engagement. So people are still interested. So come on. Yeah, well,
It's a three-parter. So,
yeah. So let's see what happens. We'll take a little break and we'll come back and talk about Miami. So do you have health and wellness goals, but you don't know where to start? That was me 7 years ago. And that's how I found that accountability was the key to success. So if you're looking to make a lifestyle shift, All In by Teddy can help. And right now we're giving you $100 off if you start this Monday, January 30th. Just use promo code TWOTS and head to allinbyteddy.com/TWOTS to sign up. Let's go all in on you together.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Is that how you say his name, Terry?
Well, what you think it was going to be, Thierry?
I don't know. That's a weird that's a weird way to spell Terry. Thierry. I think it's Thierry.
It's not Thierry.
It's Thierry. It's Thierry. I think Thierry proposed a toast. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but it's Adriana's boyfriend.
Yes.
Thierry, Terry. I don't know.
It's got to be Terry.
T-H-I-E-R-R-Y.
He says, here's two people minding their own business and not starting bloody rumors about me. And he asked Alexia if she can read before he hands over his divorce papers. Alexia tells him he is talking to a woman. He hands her the divorce papers and she says she doesn't care and would wipe her butt. Alexia admitted. Alexia then admitted later on that she realized she didn't scroll down the website and he is divorced. Alexia also refused to apologize to Adrian at the lunch. Like, Alexia has never met an argument she didn't want to be wrong in.
Like, oh my God, I know. It's like, just say you're sorry. She would not say she was sorry. And then at that lunch, when they're talking about it, she's shaking her head. Like, I know you can't see me, but I'm like a bobblehead. They're like, you need to say sorry. She's like, shaking her head.
Just say I read it wrong. Or I just, you know what? I was being petty and I didn't do the full research. It is fine.
Yeah.
But it makes you look so much worse. But question, do you think that Terry overstepped his boundaries, or does he have every right to defend himself since Alexia started with he's married rumors?
A little bitch move. It's a little bitch move for sure. Because I don't like my guys to get too involved. I mean, I kind of liked when he said, do you know how to read? Funny, but it's kind of a little bitch move.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think just the tone was not ideal.
It wasn't ideal. Don't talk shit about people if you don't want shit talked back. But again, whenever a man talks to a woman like that, then it's like, oh my God.
He definitely didn't get into her face or anything, but he was just like, you know.
No. So take it back to the end of Nicole's party. Like I really felt bad for her. And when she got into Alexia's face and basically said, when you have a business that you've built for 20 years, a career, and somebody tries to go after it, you'll understand, which I'm like, yes, yes. Then we saw the black masked dancers. Did you see that? They were like,
it was very sexual.
And I'm like, what? This looks like bondage. What is going on here? Everything looks so white and bright. And then you have these like black masks.
No, but then you
bondage dancers. I'm like, what?
Well, I think there was a time where all of a sudden it was like the crew had to break. So like they've run out of time. So it's like footage from like one of the like handheld cams or whatever. And that's when everybody's
is
like,
that what it was?
They're blowing the alcohol smokes or whatever it's called.
The balloon, the alcohol gas. Yeah. Which still is
I could do without Marisol and Danny DeVito doing the photo booth. I'm fine without seeing that again.
I know. It was, I don't know. I kind of like.
I thought that it was an incredible party. I really,
it was. And speaking of not incredible party, would you want to go to a party where there's going to be a family law speaker there? We're all going to a luncheon and there's going to be a family law speaker there. I'm like, I think I'd rather stay home.
Hold on. Before we get there, we need to talk about Larsa doing a photo shoot of her feet.
Okay. Yes. What?
Larsa takes OnlyFans feet pics with her friends and says she made 40K from one picture.
Okay, so I'm gonna need to
hold on really quick.
Okay,
I'm gonna need to Tori Spelling Larsa's OnlyFans account.
Yes,
and figure out are $40,000 for a foot pic?
I mean, that's crazy. That makes me really think about OnlyFans, not for me, but for my husband. So I said to him, babe, would you show your junk on OnlyFans for $40,000 a day? He goes, yeah,
do it.
No, he would not. I'm all, we could do your, let your feet. No, that's a hard pass. You'd have to pay them. Just look at your feet. But to, like the legs and that, she's sexy. If I did that, I would be so awkward.
Even if she's sexy, it doesn't matter how sexy you are. $40,000. I just want to know if that's a fact.
Does okay. She, so how look- much do they pay? $5 is average, I guess, for a peek. I guess it all depends on how many followers she has. I have an OnlyFans page. Can you go on there? I don't know how it works. Can you go on there and see how many followers she has?
I don't know.
Subscribers or whatever it's called.
But you get it through tips. So that's how Tori paid Denise the 400 was by tips. And then you get to see more things. But Mike, is somebody really tipping her $40,000 to see just
I guess it depends on how many subscribers she has, how many people are looking at her.
And then it really
her.
Makes me second guess myself. I don't even think I would get a $40,000 tip if I showed my vaginas.
I trust me either.
You're like, trust me, you wouldn't.
Trust me, you wouldn't. I'm worried about my appearance in freaking New York. I'm like, what if nobody shows up?
Oh my gosh.
What if nobody wants to see me and it's free?
You guys, please go see Tam.
Please
I can't
go see
take
me.
It
please.
With, I can't take the texting that's going to happen if you guys aren't
the
there.
The anxiety.
Well, apparently you have a set of fee, you have VIPs, tips, etc. But I really need to get to the bottom of if she made $40,000.
Well, I don't think you're going to. I don't think it's going to happen.
Dang it. Okay.
Next How about thing? Nicole asking the lawyer about defamation of character? I felt like that was the perfect thing because prior to that, somebody asked a question about something within the group. But then when Nicole asked that, Alexia lost her shit. She's like, he's not that type of lawyer. Ask your husband. I'm paying for this or something like that. And she breaks out her black American Express. Like, here you go, bitch. I'll pay right now.
I mean, between last week's mirror and
this week's
black card, I'm like, oh, no. Dr. Nicole has her PhD in the being a housewife at this moment. Like
Dr. Nick, we love you.
Dr. Nick. Oh,
how about the therapist that was there? Was it a therapist, another doctor? And I thought, oh, yes, here we go. Dr. Nick bringing in her doctor friends to sit down and talk about her father. You remember that part?
Hold on, but I'm not through the Nicole, the actual doctor arguing with Larsa, a doctor of foot photos. Like, the fact that Larsa still can't stand down in this argument.
Well, that's Larsa. Larsa's playing the villain this year.
Oh, fine. But I am curious because this lawyer, even after she threw down the black card, she said, no, that's not a defamation of character, but
that's not my specialty, he said.
But then they pulled up the DMs. We didn't talk about the DMs.
Defamation of character, trust me, I know, is very difficult if you are public people. Very, very difficult. You have to go after people's private parts, which our friend who just went after my private part.
There's another person. There's been a couple that have gone after people's private parts.
Yeah, that's high on the defamation chain. There's five top things you can't talk about.
Just so you know, Eddie, if you start an OnlyFans with your dinger, I will not talk poorly of your dinger.
Oh my God.
And I don't know how much I'll tip. Not 40,000, but a lot.
Just the tip.
Did I take it too far?
No, I'm dying.
He's probably standing there. Can't He's even not. See it because He's your not. Camera's off today.
No, I hear his Harley right now. He's going to the office.
Oh, swoon.
Yes. We have a new Vena product, in case you were wondering. It's the new menstrual wing woman. New and approved.
Send it on over.
Yeah. Helps with pain and everything. Bloating. So if you guys are interested, have those period problems, me, that ship has sailed.
Please go ahead and send it over.
I'll send it to you. Yeah.
Because I'm fresh as a daisy and so young and sprightly.
Well, I wasn't much older than you when I stopped.
No, I'm more. I had the ablation.
I had the ablation. I had the ablation in my 40s. So then that takes your period away, which was lovely.
Okay, so Marisol shows Nicole the DM that she got about her, and it says Nicole slept with a resident while married, which is why she was separated. Nicole says she was separated and she had a real relationship during the time, and they were both residents. So clearly, Marisol is the one feeding all of this information to Larsa, right. And Larsa's just carrying it on because Larsa's saying it's going to carry more weight than Marisol saying it.
Well, and it was all bullshit. It was complete bullshit. You get a DM from somebody you don't know, and you're basically saying that, you know, she's sleeping. Then it with, you know, people at her hospital. Then it goes to Larsa. Then it's like you're sleeping with all the doctors. And then when you actually hear the truth, it's she was separated from her husband, getting divorced, and she was in a relationship with this person at the hospital.
And also somebody that was also a resident, not even her subordinate or blah, 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 you know, like.
Right, right. So when you get these DMs, you can't believe everything you read.
But here's the difference. Nicole actually took ownership and said, yes.
But she didn't do anything wrong.
I understand that. But she's not saying she did anything wrong. But the fact that Marisol turned this consensual relationship between two adults that were together from years and years
ago. To try to hurt her career.
To try to hurt her. And Larsa did as well. I'm like, it's not like she got the DM. It's not like this is a Lenny Lisa situation.
Right. But I feel like that was early housewife back in the day. We used to get DMs and all of a sudden you're like, oh, evidence. I'm going to bring it on the show. And then half the time it's bullshit. Now I'm like, I don't believe much unless I.
Also, if the little thing that I saw on somebody's Insta story, the little megaphone with the bedazzles, if that was Marisol that brought it after her cocky. Here's the thing. Why is Marisol going like this? She's like a roller coaster for me this season because I liked her for a while and now things are Marisol. Getting askew.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. And then. Earlier, Tamara, you were talking about Julia at the top of the episode when you were talking about adopting and at the lawyer lunch. Marisol and Alexia look at each other and they roll their eyes.
Yep.
Like they think she's making it up for a story and storyline.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how it plays. I don't know if it's true. I know, you know I hate saying anything bad about them as a, you know, like adopting stuff because I know they're going through a lot right now with Martina's cancer. So it's just... It just doesn't, I mean, I'm not saying somebody in their 50s can't adopt, but it just, to me, just seems like it's such for TV.
Well.
And you could tell the other girls think that too, as they rolled their eyes like, oh.
They're like, come on. Now we got to get to the
most disturbing part of the show.
My favorite, first let's talk about my most favorite part of Lisa this episode is when she says, it took everything out of me to get ready and go see my friends. Is this catfighting helping me get over what else is going on in my life? Yes.
Yes.
I thought she was going to say
that. That was cute. That was really cute.
I really loved it.
But how about when she was with her daughter? And it was a real quick little thing. Oh, just like mommy, you love to eat and drink.
I mean, I think there are cute, there was really sweet moments with her kids. And then you can just tell what's happening, which is mm-hmm. when the crew's there and things are askew and the kids are like, you're being forced to be filming and you're on the phone and you're trying to parent it. Like already you're putting the kids, like the kids are going to be stressed. Like I yeah, remember Cruz throwing sure. a fit over nothing once, but, and like, he didn't even notice like anything other than like, why are all these people here? And my mom's leaving with all these girls with cameras. Like, what is going on?
It's really hard to film with kids.
And it's hard. And the fact that she's doing it on top of having a really,
yeah, like, I only filmed 3 years with the kids and then my ex would not sign. But I just remember sometimes like Sophia, she was so little, she would just stare at the camera. Like, what is that? Then we filmed with Ava when she was a toddler and she was just, she wanted to touch the camera and all that. So it's difficult.
I mean, pretty much my consensus is.
But Sally and Harry. Did you like that?
Oh my God.
Sally and Harry. Well, what about they filmed, when, yeah. Yeah, Sally found out Lenny does not have to leave the house while the divorce is going on. So Sally and Harry are going to have to live together for a while. They're not living together anymore, right?
Well, I think they are. I mean, from the Instagrams, I think they are. I mean, I would not want to live with Lenny, no matter how many millions that house is.
How about when Lenny walks in to the house? Let's just talk about that. Just walks right through the hall, clearly sees the cameras because the cameras are on him. Doesn't say anything. I don't know if the kids were not in sight. He doesn't say hi to the kids. Doesn't even acknowledge Lisa. I'm like, oh, could you imagine living in that tension?
But I also want to know, are they sleeping in the same bed?
I don't know, but he plopped down. I doubt it. But he plopped but that, right down.
You think she's moved out of the master bed? Oh, no, he's not sleeping there. He goes there to work out.
Work out, but he wasn't working out. He came to plop his ass down on the bed and go through his
probably wait for production emails. To leave and also try to sound like the voice of reason, but really just be even douchier than he's ever been before. But what they did show is her trying to get a reaction from him. The way that wasn't necessarily like.
Lisa was definitely pushing him for the cameras. And I think, you know, the thing that was confusing to me is. He sounded like he was Mike, unless, I mean, he knew he was being filmed. He didn't have a problem with it. He was okay with it. Like somebody that was like once away from her, doesn't want anything to do with the show. That's not him.
Yeah.
He wants this to air.
Well, I think he wants to show the parts of her that maybe aren't the most becoming.
Yeah.
Well, and he's unable to see his own shortcomings in the process,
right? And him telling Lisa when she's trying to push him, I'm trying to find a place for you to go. Do you get that? Like he's trying to find her a house to move into.
I have different thoughts on this. I would not want to live in the house. We've talked about this.
No, the house is totally giant too.
But I wouldn't want to live in a house where one was somebody who really right. didn't want me there, and two, like it, especially if he was going to get her something nice, and, like that house is too big for those kids anyway. You don't need all that. So you don't need all that,
single like, mom. But and of course, the income that you're used to is not going to be the same. You know, obviously he's going to pay her well, but it's not going to be enough to handle that house.
I'm actually surprised the new chick who I went so far down that rabbit hole. I need to like stop myself. But I'm surprised that the new chick even lets him go there to work out and stuff.
Yeah.
Cause that's going to fizzle. There's no, I don't think that he's going
to. Oh, he's not going to end up with that woman. No way. She's young. She'll get what she gets out of it and she'll move on.
Well, I read a bunch of stuff about her ex.
What?
Oh. It's all messy. It's just messy.
Oh, that's right. I forget. She's married too, right?
Yeah. It's messy, messy. There's restraining order. Like there's a lot of lawsuits going on, allegedly, with all parties involved.
Oh, boy. Well, fan thoughts.
Nicole's bringing it.
She is. And I'm going to tell you that she's going to have a hard time at the reunion because I feel like the other girls are going to be jealous of her because she really stole the show this year.
Like, The next one, people are upset with Alexia this season. And I loved Alexia last season, but people are saying, Alexia, we can see her true colors. We can see why she's friends with Teresa.
They look These alike. Are fan thoughts. She looks like a blonde Teresa.
You think they, I don't think they look alike.
Yeah, it's their mouth. I think it's definitely their mouth. They do resemble each other.
Well, everyone looks the same with the face app, including us. If you would do Hollywood 4, we all look the same. Hollywood 4, number 4. I would
never do Hollywood 4. Never. Oh,
there was a recent Hollywood 4. There was a recent Hollywood 4 with Hollywood 4 that was posted from one of the Jersey housewives with another ex-housewife slash. It was a lot.
If you guys want to know Hollywood 4 is, go on face app. Because
go to face app. Facetune is out. Face app.
I mean, I think face app should be a sponsor on this podcast. We talk about all the time. I really do think Facetune, they call people out. If you use their app, they literally will comment on it, which is like, why would you do that? That is not a good marketing plan.
Though. Because before, I don't think Facetune you had to pay for it. You have to pay for face app.
Yeah.
And this is not sponsored by face app, but go
ahead. I know.
Lenny needs next some is, face this up. Should be on Bravo, not Peacock.
Well, it will be. It will filter over to Bravo eventually. I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. Why is it on Peacock?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Peacock just announced they had 20 million subscribers now. So they're
and
really
it made me
up.
Laugh. Somebody was like, wow, that many people watch Traders.
I love Traders. I thought it was good.
I know. So good. No, mm-hmm. It made me laugh in a good way.
We should be on it together.
And the rest is Lenny is just disgusting. And we agree. But we are out of time for today. Thank you guys for tuning in. We have some fun guests coming. And Tamara, I'll get to talk to you one more time before you go to New York. We'll do the pod on Monday. All right.
Monday. Okay.
Well, thanks, you guys.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Like, we won't talk 6,000 more times between now and Monday.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.